Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is September 21st, Tuesday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office is investigating a business burglary and grand theft that occurred on September 14th at Creative Edge Landscape at 3010 Knight Station Road in Lakeland. Stolen was a 1999 white Ford F-250, two trailers, and multiple pieces of lawn equipment. The truck and a trailer were recovered, and then some of the equipment was located by the victim. Among the still missing items are five lawn mowers, and pictures of the mowers can be found on our Facebook page. The suspect in this case is 36-year-old Leandre Kitt of Plant City, and detectives are looking for him. He is described as a black male, about 5'10" in height, and weighs 182 pounds. From the photo, Creative Edge Landscape is also offering a reward for the lawn mowers, $1,000 for each mower, $5,000 for all five. If you have any information regarding Kitt or the remaining stolen items, you are asked to contact Deputy Sheriff Creekmore at 863-577-1600 and reference case number 21-38053. That number again is 863-577-1600, case number 21-38053. And don't hold back any information, rewards are available. Your local events, the Hardy versus Fort Meade Chamber Scramble for Commerce Golf Classic is still coming up on this Saturday at 7 a.m. Contests include longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting, closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Space is extremely limited, so register as soon as you can. They'll also have breakfast and catered lunch, door and raffle prizes, live entertainment, and cash prizes of up to $400 for the winners. Tournament fees are $100 per player and $350 per team, which include meals, green and cart fees, and two-door tickets. It'll be at Bluffs Golf Course, 8037 Highway 17 South in Zolfo Springs. For details, you can call Jessica Turner at 863-773-6967 or go to hardycc.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County. First up, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is looking for deputy patrol sheriffs and detention deputies. For further information and instructions on how to apply, visit hardyso.com. Jackson Hewitt is looking for a tax preparer, previous accounting, marketing, and tax handling experience, and a bachelor's degree in a relevant field are required. And Burger King in Wauchula has many student opportunities available, including part-time crew members. So if you're looking for a job to do after school, head on up to Burger King of Wauchula. They'll definitely help you out. Candidates with a desire for increasing responsibility are preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. That'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 83 degrees out with the humidity feels like 95. A 10% chance of rain, mostly cloudy. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Wind southeast at 5 miles per hour with gust up to 6 miles per hour. The humidity is extremely humid, 78%. Dew point is 76, cloud cover 80%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 12,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, isolated showers and thunderstorms late this morning. Numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. East winds around 5 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the evening. Then isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain 50%. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs around 90, south winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming west around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon, chance of rain 80%, and Wednesday night, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, west winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, chance of rain 30%. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You are all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Gas and diesel prices slipped as refineries recovered from Hurricane Ida, as damage from Tropical Storm Nicholas is still being assessed at refineries. The weekly average gas price fell 1.9 cents per gallon to $3.15, and the average diesel price slipped less than a half cent to $3.29 per gallon. Gas demand declined for the fourth straight week as the summer driving season wraps up. U.S. tractor and combine sales saw increases last month compared to 2020, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Combine sales posted the second straight month of growth, near 20%, and total farm tractor sales climbed 9.9%. Year-to-date, farm tractor sales remained up 13.3% and combine sales up 13.8%. AEM's Kurt Blades says farmers investing in more of these machines is another indicator of that farmer optimism we're seeing. In its monthly World Agricultural Production Report, USDA estimates China's marketing year 2021-22 corn production at a record 273 million metric tons, up 2% from last month, 5% from last year, and 5% over the five-year average. According to agrimarketing.com, yield is estimated at a record 6.5 metric tons, up 2% from last month, 3% from last year, and 5% above the five-year average.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, Well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Hurricane Ida marked the fourth hurricane of the 2021 Atlantic season. Farmers from the Central Plains to the Southeast will likely feel the long-term damaging effects of Ida.
Hurricane Ida coming on shore in eastern Louisiana damaged a lot of storage and transportation facilities, which means that it's really bottlenecked a lot of the grain that's been coming down from the central part of the U.S., and so that's really messed up the market, and that's something that farmers have to worry about because they have to sell what they grow.
Pam Knox, University of Georgia agricultural climatologist, recapping the impacts of this season's weather during a monthly Southeast Climate Webinar. The region directly impacted by the heavy rains and flooding spans over 15 states. The American Farm Bureau Federation says the region is responsible for 14% of agricultural commodity production, valued at close to $52 billion in direct agricultural receipts. Close to 60% of the country's cereal grains typically go through Louisiana. Some grain shipments had to be rerouted from the Midwest out to ports on the Pacific. That, of course, costs more money and delays. Unexpected delays and port closures, while short, may not just limit recent shipment agreements of agricultural goods, but may also cause foreign partners to view U.S. products as less reliable, according to the Farm Bureau.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption. Yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. After a terrible Monday, Wall Street bounced back this morning. The key averages opening sharply higher in the wake of yesterday's big sell-off. Rising costs and shortages of building materials and labor are rippling across the home building industry.
Lumber futures hit their lowest level in more than a year last week, after vaulting nearly fivefold to an all-time high in May. The roughly 64% drop since then reflects an uptick in production and a pullback in demand from builders as prices skyrocketed. Still, the decline has yet to translate into lower costs for many builders. Meanwhile, the industry is contending with a bevy of other elevated costs for windows, doors, flooring, roofing, and other types of construction products. John Scott reporting.
The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development urging developed countries to put more work into providing low-income nations with coronavirus vaccines. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foster. Green Bay Packers bounce back from an embarrassing opening week loss, beating the Detroit Lions 35-17 Monday night. Aaron Jones caught three of Aaron Rodgers' four touchdown passes and rushed for a four score. Rodgers on trailing 17-14 at the half.
Another disjointed game, you know, with the possessions in the first half, basically three possessions. We scored on two of them. I think we got into a flow in the second half. Sometimes it just takes one play. I think the throw over the top to Devontae kind of got us going.
The 1-1 Packers play at San Francisco Sunday night. The Lions are 0-2. The College Football Playoff Management Committee is scheduled to meet on Wednesday. The committee will discuss the feedback members have received from campuses since a 12-team expansion plan was unveiled in June. A four-person subcommittee has come up with a 12-team format that would include six conference champions and six at-large teams. Games will be played both on campus and at bowl sites. This is Esser in Sports. In the American League, Yandy Diaz belted a three-run homer in the fifth as Tampa Bay beat Toronto 6-4. Race skipper Kevin Cash.
Yandy picked us up in a big way. Look, he squared up three balls tonight. He was really frustrated that we didn't capitalize and get him in to score with the leadoff double, but he made up for all of it with the big three-run homer.
AL East leader Tampa Bay holds a seven-game advantage over second-place Boston with 11 games remaining. The Blue Jays had their edge over New York for the second AL wildcard spot dropped to a half a game as the Yankees beat Texas 4-3. Detroit down Chicago 4-3. Despite the loss, the White Sox magic number to clinch the Central dropped to 2 when second place Cleveland was swept by Kansas City 7-2 and 4-2. Houston bounced L.A. 10-0. The Astros magic number to wrap up the West is 6. It was Seattle 4, Oakland 2. In the Interleague action, Baltimore blanked Philadelphia 2-0 with Atlanta downing Arizona 11-4. The Braves East lead now 3 games over the Phillies. St. Louis beat Milwaukee 6-2. The Brewers magic number over the Cards to clinch the Central remains at 3. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or always on the web at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: my first experience with culture shock was probably when I found out some fences are electric. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.